It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusa, in for Celeste Headlee. The death toll in Las Vegas now stands at 59. More than 500 more people were injured in the shooting and the stampede that followed. But amid the carnage, there are stories of heroism. Gail Davis attended the music festival where a gunman shot people from the 32nd floor of a nearby hotel. She told CBS News one police officer led her to safety under a tent.
The officer actually covered me up to protect me from being shot because I couldn't get out all the way. And it was like you could hear the shots just like going back and forth and ricocheting. And then they would stop. He said, we need to get out of here. We got to get you out of here. So we went to another little tent. And again, that officer was with me. He was like my guardian angel. He never left me.
To understand what it means to be a hero, consider Georgia native Shannon Johnson, a graduate of Macon's Windsor Academy. He died in 2015, shielding a coworker in the mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. The two attackers were killed after they gunned down 14 people, including Johnson. His then-fiancée Mandy Pfeiffer spoke to NPR last December.
He just did what came natural to him and covered the person closest to him and shielded her from a lot of bullets. You know, when they got down, in his low southern drawl, he just said, you know, I got you. It was just natural.
But friends and family say Johnson's heroics were also in his DNA. His father died years earlier trying to save a coworker during a factory accident. My colleague Celeste Headlee spoke with Rob Johnson, Shannon Johnson's brother.
How old were you when your father passed away?
10.
And tell me the story of how he died.
It was a work-related accident in nuts and bolts of it. A safety inspector was on the premises, and they got word that he was in trouble. He was down in one of those industrial tanks that are about 12 feet down. You have to take the ladder down. He got overcome by some poisonous gas fumes. My dad took it upon himself to go down there and try to rescue the guy. There was no safety equipment on the premises, and as everybody's looking on, my dad, he's about 150 pounds, 5'8". The guy's trying to fireman's carry up the ladder is about 200, they said 210, something like that, and it just was too much for him. They said he sat the body down, came back up, went back down, and just got overcome by the fumes himself and drowned in the bottom of the tank in a little bit of water.
And that was not the first time. I mean, we don't have to go into every incident, although they're all really interesting stories, but your father had a history of putting himself on the line, even in the military, to save other people that he didn't know.
Yeah, some type of post or something in some type of military exercise, it fell, and he pushed the gentleman out of the way, the other soldier out of the way, and it hit him full in the back, and that's how he got discharged from the Army.
So I wonder what your thoughts were when you heard about Shannon's death. Were you surprised that he'd given his life?
Well, after the initial shock, I lost my right arm, but after I got over the initial shock, my wife and I were laying in bed and were just kind of praying together, and we both just looked at each other and said, you know he saved somebody. You know he probably went after the shooter. That's just the way Shannon is. He's fiercely protective, and that's just the way Shannon was.
Before you even knew what had happened to Shannon, you assumed he'd done something heroic, and that's how he died.
Yes. Yeah, that's just the way Shannon is. Our prayers were answered the next day. Denise's sister posted on Facebook, and the rest, you know, it's all well-documented about what happened there.
So help me kind of grapple with this question that we have today, which is, what makes someone choose to do that? We spend so much time trying to figure out the minds of sociopaths or murderers or people who commit horrific acts. But I want to understand the mind of someone like your father or Shannon. What makes someone make that choice?
I think that's just what they do. It's what they know. That they just try to be the best person they can be and take care of others at all costs. I mean, I think that's just the way they were built. I think it comes from my paternal grandparents. I think they instilled a lot of those values in both of them. And Shannon really looked up to our dad. That was our hero. And Shannon was my personal protector. No one could get near me, Celeste. And everywhere we went, I felt totally protected because Shannon had me. But that's gone. But I still have them. I mean, they're still my personal protectors. They're just in another spot now. They're up in heaven. But on their gravestones, we have John 15:13, greater love hath no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And that's on both my dad and my brother's gravestones. I think that's what it is in a nutshell. We just need to learn to love each other more, you know? I mean, it's crazy what's going on out there. But I, as protectors and my loved ones, I'm just so proud of them. You know, I could talk about them all day. There's just so many stories. Near and dear to my heart now is my wife is a breast cancer survivor, and she's my current hero, and just how strong she is each and every day, how she's preparing for this. We're just trying to get her ready for this, and I just wish everyone listening would just send out their prayers to my wife, Beth.
How do you then understand the actions that others take? Does it give you, I guess, a better understanding of why they chose to do that?
No, not really. I mean, Shannon would protect anyone. He'd give the shirt off his back. My dad was the same way. They were very life of the party. Everyone felt they were their best friends. They were always the protectors, always very fierce, always very – they're very tough guys too now. They're very, very tough.
And you had contact with the woman that Shannon saved.
Yeah, Denise, she's really sweet, and she was had gotten married, and she and her husband, they just had a baby, and they named their daughter after Shannon.
But she was afraid. Reportedly, she was afraid to have contact with you and your family because she thought you'd be angry.
Huh. I don't know. I don't remember hearing that she was afraid to contact us. We might be angry. When she came to the funeral. We embraced her, and we just loved her and embraced her, and we appreciated that she was there.
That's Rob Johnson of Gray, Georgia. He's the brother of Shannon Johnson, one of the victims of the San Bernardino shooting in 2015. Rob spoke with my colleague Celeste Headley.